inside Paul D. Schreiber Senior High School in Port Washington, New York. This evening, the Port Washington Vikings play host to the visiting Plainview JFK Hawks. I'm Matt Levine alongside my broadcasting partner, Josh White. The Vikings come in at 3-2, while Plainview stands at 4-1. Now over to Schreiber, alum Josh White, for tonight's starting lineup.
Port Washington, a very experienced lineup. It's the seniors, Jake Block and crew one guard handling the backcourt duties alongside fellow senior star Xavier Merriweather. The big men for the Vikings are senior Adam Mizrahi and 6'7 monster Daniel Dabbs. Now for the Hawks, running the show for Plainview is the senior Brandon Becker. On the wings are leading scorer Jack Stafford and Andrew Cardella. And down low for the Hawks are Josh Cohen and Justin Lambert. We're just moments away from tipping things off here in Port Washington, New York. The Vikings in their white home jerseys with blue trim, Plainview in their navy blue and white lettering. Port Washington 3-2, Plainview 4-1 for Washington, coming off a devastating loss to Syosset versus Plainview, coming out with a close win against Freeport 68-62 last week. Daniel Dash and Jack Stafford set to tip it off here as the refs are awaiting, as they're just turning off the microphone here. Matt, your players to watch this evening for Port Washington, who is it?
Xavier Merriweather and Daniel Dash, the two top three leading scorers on this team. Xavier averaging 25.2 points a game and Dash with 7.7 in addition. And I think that those two could really make or break whether the team gets a win or not.
Daniel Dash does play a pivotal role on this team, the leading center and junior. And the tip is underway and Plainview comes over the ball. That is Justin Lambert, who hands it off to Brandon Becker. Becker to the wing, hands it off. Plainview running some motion offense here. Becker at the bottom wing, to the hole, off the mark, and put in by Justin Lambert. 2 points right there.
That was a good way of getting an offensive rebound and putting it straight back up when he was wide open.
Two line guard to block at the top of the key, who was running the show for the Vikings. The Vikings down 2-0 with 7:30 remaining in this first quarter. Jake Block on the right wing finds Xavier Merriweather down the pump fake. Hesitation, and that is good. Xavier Merriweather with the layup right there.
Xavier Merriweather down low, calm, cool, and collected. Taking his time with the good fake, the experience move, and putting it in.
Becker with the ball at the top of the key, guarded heavily by Crew Weingart. Becker with 20 to shoot over on the wing to Lambert. Pardon me, that is Josh Cohen. Cohen to Lambert. Lambert fires over, and that is good. A three-pointer by Andrew Cardello from way downtown. 5-2 in favor of Plainview. Block with the ball on the wing. Got the screen from Daniel Dash. Block driving in. He goes to the basket, and he is hacked on the way up. Foul called on Brandon Becker right there. Jake Block will head to the free throw line to shoot two.
That was a great job by Block getting to the hole and being able to draw the foul.
Jake Block, the point guard for the Vikings, averaging 8 points a game. Now at the line, shooting two. Block, first attempt. Off the mark. Port Washington really needs to cash in on its free throws today.
That's something this team struggles with. Port Washington basketball always struggles with.
Block with the second attempt. That is in. Port Washington cuts the lead to two, down 5-3. Becker getting pressured by a full court press from Port Washington. He gets this one over. Swings it over to Justin Lambert. Lambert hands it off to Jack Stafford. Stafford on the wing to Becker. Becker coming around to Cardello. Cardello driving in. He's driving in. Pump fake off the glass and in. Point right there for Plainview, up 7-3.
I think the Vikings need to slow it down a little. They're a little anticipated, a little nervous.
Block over to Weingart on the wing. Weingart gets the screen from Dash. True Weingart driving in, finds Mizrahi on the wing. Mizrahi back to Weingart. Weingart in the corner. He's driving in. Left-handed scoop layup off the mark. Rebounded by Brandon Mintz.
I think with Dash's size down low, he's got to get a rebound there.
A traveling violation called on Andrew Cardello for Plainview. The Vikings will come away with the ball. Down 7-3 here, 5:53 remaining in this first quarter. Matt, so far, what's been your issue with the Vikings offense?
I think that they have to spread the ball a little more. They're just taking one pass and a shot. I think they need to take their time and really move the ball, find the open guy.
Xavier Merriweather goes down. He's stripped by Justin Lambert. Lambert's first foul of the evening. The Hawks' second of the quarter. The foul on the floor, so Port Washington will inbound the ball under the basket. Jake Block running the inbound here. Block to Weingard on the corner. Weingard trapped, down low to Dash on the post. Dash finds Mizrahi on the wing. Down low to Merriweather. Pulls up in the short corner. That is good. Xavier Merriweather with his first points of the night.
Just like I said, find the open guy.
Lambert driving in. Sends this one over to Becker. All the way on the other side of the court to Stafford. Stafford with 20 to shoot. Gets the screen from Mintz. Stafford, top of the key, right to Lambert. Lambert over to Becker. Becker back to Stafford. Stafford to 10. He pulls up from way downtown. Off the mark. Pulled down by Daniel Dash. Block pumping this the other way. Gets passed back from Mizrahi. Block, a great feed down low to Daniel Dash. Who lays the corner in the Vikings tie this one up. 7-2. 4:55 remaining in this first quarter.
That was a great play by Dash. Sprinting down the court to get the ball wide open for that layup.
Lambert driving in. He loses this one. Falls off of Adam Mizrahi's foot. Adam Mizrahi thought that was off of Lambert's foot on that one. Ref disagreeing. 4:45 remaining in this first quarter. The tie score here, 7-7, Plainview and Port Washington. Ball on the wing for Stafford. Stafford driving in. Goes up. That is blocked by Dash. Rebounded by Lambert. Lambert swings this one over to Cordero. Cordero to Becker. Becker driving in. He pulls up. That's a two-pointer. That is good. A long two-point shot right there for Brandon Becker.
Becker has really showed that he can shoot the basketball. He's not afraid to pull up from anywhere.
Jake Block with some dribble moves right there on the wing. Swings this over to Mizrahi. Mizrahi down low to Merriweather in the post. Merriweather kicks one out to Block. A great feed from Jake Block. Daniel Dash can't handle the first attempt, but gets the second one to go. Vikings tie it up again.
That's what happens when you're 6 feet taller than everyone else down there. Dash is 6'7", uses his size on that play to get his own rebound and put it back up.
Daniel Dash has come a long way from his freshman year in Fort Washington to now start on the basketball team as a junior. Ball in the hands of Cordello. Cordello back to Becker. Becker swings one over to Lambert. Lambert finds an open Mintz. Mintz driving in. Left hand to finish. Off the mark. Almost went down. Brandon Mintz, pardon me, Justin Lambert, will head to the free throw line.
I don't think there was a little confusion on that play. Daniel Dash, I don't know if he knew who he was guarding. Maybe there was a switch he called for, but he got beat and his man went to the basket and scored. Almost scored.
Daniel Dash called for the foul right there. Pardon me. Brandon Mintz will head to the free throw line. The lefty with the first attempt off the mark back rim.
That was a very awkward form by Justin Mintz over here.
You looked at Brandon Mintz, senior in high school. You'd think he'd have that form down at this point. Wouldn't you say, Matt?
You would. As most seniors are very experienced with basketball. You would assume that he is a good form from the free throw line.
A little toe tap on the shot, and that is good by Brandon Mintz. He gets the second one to go. A zone look here for the Vikings. Pardon me, for Plainview on D. Down to Dash down low. He turns this one over. Taken away by Cordello. Cordello running the other way. He drives in on two Viking defenders. Right hand to finish out the basket. And Plainview jumps ahead 12-9. Xavier Merriweather trying to answer back for Pawashin. He finds Drew Weingard. Weingard on the wing. Step in. He pulls one out. Weingard to block at the top of the key. Block over to Mizrahi. Mizrahi downtown, pulled down by Jack Stafford. Evan Goldstein set to check in for the Vikings as they're trying to chip away at the lead. Becker pulls up. That's an air ball. Vikings will get the ball as Evan Goldstein for Port Washington will come into the game. Adam Mizrahi will head to the bench. Matt, what do you think of Adam Mizrahi's performance so far this evening?
I think he needs to I think he needs to get open a little more. He's one of the top players on the team. He could score the basketball, so I think he needs to do his job and get open.
Goldstein on the wing, just checked in for Port Washington, finds Merriweather on the far side. Merriweather driving in on the zone, Weingard pumping, floater off the mark, tipped in by Daniel Dash. A great play by the junior who already has 6 points in this evening's game.
He's using his size very wisely, getting down low, getting the rebound, putting them back up. That's all he needs to do.
Stanford driving in a contested look. Air ball pulled down by Daniel Daff. Xavier Merriweather pushing the tempo the other way. The Vikings have numbers. He pulls this one out as Plainview is able to get back. Merriweather, the leading scorer for the Vikings, drives and kicks this one out to Jake Block. Block into Weingart on the wing. A traveling violation called right there on Crew Weingart. You got it. Take some dribbles before you move those feet.
Yeah, he faked the pass, moved his feet, and then dribbled.
12-11 in favor of the Plainview Jazz Panhawks. 2 minutes remaining in this first quarter. A back and forth first quarter, to say the least. Weingart pressing the ball by Brennan Becker. Becker over 2 minutes on the wing. He finds Stafford, turns one over back to Becker. Down low is Mintz. He goes up on Daniel Daff. A left-handed float shot is good. Plainview extends their lead 14-11.
Plainview's been doing a great job of moving the ball, finding the open guy.
Block finds Colston in the corner. The sharpshooter from the corner off the mark. Tipped out by Daff. Colston able to get the ball back. He's driving in. Left-handed off the mark. Pulled down by Brandon Mintz. Going the other way for the Hawks is Cardello, who draws the shooting foul. Foul will be charged to Crew Weingart. Looks like a block there, not set, as the Plainview player went up for the shot. Set to check in for Plainview is number 34, Josh Cohen. And for Port Washington, a little bit of youth right here, Connor Shanahan and Garrett Ressa. At the line, shooting two for Plainview is Andrew Cardello. Cardello able to knock in the first one as the subs come in for both teams. Plainview up 15-11 with a minute 20 remaining. Cardello, 13.4 points a game, 15 free throws made this season. Cardello with the second attempt. Off front iron, pulled down by Goldstein. Merriweather the other way, running the show for Port Washington. Some moves right here. Goldstein in the corner. He pulls up long. An offensive rebound by Garrett Ressa. Ressa to block. Block pulls up from the elbow. And that is good. A little bit of an awkward shot right there, but he gets one to go. Port Washington down two, and we're under a minute here in the first quarter.
That was a good ball fake by Jake Block, who freed himself up for the shot and got it in, able to go.
Ball with Plainview. Stafford up top, he guarded by Merriweather. 22 versus number 22. The ball over to Cardello. Cardello driving in on block. Put on block. And that is called a jump ball. Possession arrow to the Vikings, and they will come away with the ball with the shot clock and the game clock almost in sync. 35.7 on the game clock, 35 on the shot clock here in Long Island High School rules.
Do you think that they will hold for the last shot here?
You would think Port Washington would hold for one. It is only the first quarter, down by two. Looks like Port Washington will take this slowly across the timeline. That is called a backcourt violation. A weird look coming right there. They were not that pressured. Matt, what would you owe that to right there? Is that Plainview's defense or a little confusion by Port Washington?
I think that was a little confusion. I don't think when Jake Block received the ball, I don't think he knew where he was on the court. He took a little too big of a step. Backcourt violation.
The motion here for Plainview with 20 to shoot. Becker with the ball. He hands it off to Stafford. They're playing a little bit of a give-and-go game here at 15 to shoot. Stafford driving an elbow shot off the mark. Pulled down by Ressa. Ressa gets it to block with 10 to shoot. Block has time. He finds Merriweather on the wing. He has five. He has four. Merriweather, and a blocking foul is called with 4.4 seconds remaining. That foul will be called on the floor. Foul called on Jack Stafford, his first. Checking in for Plainview is Alex Ash. He will come in for Josh Cohen. Shanahan's inbound the wall for the Vikings. He finds Merriweather down low, off the glass and in. Port Washington able to tie this one up. And the clock will expire with no stop. Port Washington able to tie that one up 15 apiece in the first quarter. We will head to quarter number two from Schreiber High School in Port Washington, New York. We have a tie game for you on WAT Port Washington. You're listening to Schreiber High School Vikings basketball on WAT Port Washington. Back inside the Schreiber High School gymnasium, the Vikings and the Hawks tied up at 15 apiece as we head to quarter number two. Matt, what do you like about that first quarter?
I thought that the Vikings really did what I even said. They probably weren't even listening to me, but they did what I said by getting open, find the open man. And number 21, Brandon Becker, for Plainview, brings up the ball, guarded by also number 21, Connor Shanahan. He swings left to number 31, Justin Lambert. Swings right on the wing, back to the top of the key, number 22, with the shot. And it's good, number 22, Jack Stafford for two.
That's the shot. A guy like Jack Stafford's going to make everything. 22 points game for Plainview. Pardon me, 18 points game, their leading scorer. Contested look like that.
And now Jake Block with the ball. Finds opening Xavier Merriweather off at the three-point line. He drives, dribbles off of his foot. Turnover, Plainview basketball.
That's something for Washington has to do. They got to get Xavier Merriweather going. 25 points a game. Carries his team on his back. Had 37 in the Manhasset tournament. This is a kid that can really play the game of basketball.
And now Becker to Lambert on the left wing. He finds the open man, number 20, Ali Ash. To number 22, Jack Stafford, driving. A good move, up and under, no good. Air ball, rebounded by Evan Goldstein. Back the other way, Jake Block, pushing the basketball. Slows it down at the foul line. He finds open Connor Shanahan with a few moves. Xavier Merriweather for three. It's good from deep three-point land.
There it is. They're getting Xavier Merriweather the ball, and that's what he can do. He can take over Green. Fort Washington grabs back the lead, 18-17.
Stafford guarded by Merriweather. Screened by Ash. Goes the other way to Ash from the elbow. Off the mark. Offensive rebound by Lambert. And there seems to be a call of a foul on the play. The foul will be on Garrett Resso. Possession foul on the floor. What do you think of the Plainview offense right now, Josh?
They're getting the ball around them. A lot of movement at the top of the key right there. Between Becker, Stafford, and Mintz, they're really moving the ball up there.
Now inbound to Stafford. Back to Becker at the top of the key. Slowing it down. To Stafford on the wing. Inside on the elbow. Number 25, Andrew Cardello with the shot, and it's good from the elbow. Back the other way, Garrett Ressa. Top of the key to Evan Goldstein. Swings it left to Xavier Merriweather. To Block on the wing, driving left to Shanahan for three. It's good! He hits from three!
That is a big three-point shot by a kid who can shoot the basketball. Connor Shanahan, not an experienced senior for you, but Connor Shanahan can put the ball in the hoop.
And Stafford loses control of the ball. Xavier Merriweather with the steal. Pull up from the foul line. No good. Rebounded by Stafford. Back the other way. Ash with the ball. Driving left in the corner. Swings it to Stafford. To Becker at the top of the key at half court. Creating room. Swings it left to number 25, Andrew Cardello. To Ash. Cardello for three. No good off the mark. Evan Goldstein with the rebound.
Merriweather rebounding from Goldstein right there. Give Fort Washington possession.
Merriweather with the ball. The block. Top of the key. Three-pointer. It's good! Jake Block for three.
Maddie, you look at this. Fort Washington up five. Some big three-point shots. Jake Block, Connor Shanahan, and Xavier Merriweather. Fort Washington now has the lead.
30-second timeout taken by the Plainview JFK Hawks. And we will be back here live with more basketball coming up. And after the 30-second timeout by the Plainview JFK Hawks, the Vikings lead 24-19 with 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the half. Becker, guarded by Connor Shanahan, bring up the ball, calls his play, slows it down, swings it to number 33, Brennan Mintz. Top of the key to number 31, Justin Lambert. Shot by Stafford from the top of the key. It's good for two.
Jack Stafford can really shoot the basketball. Look at that, 18 points a game. He just doesn't miss. He's contested. Wide open. He hits him up.
Xavier Merriweather across to Goldstein. To Shanahan. Ball fake. Dribble to Merriweather in the corner. Swings it right to Block. Ball fake to Merriweather at the top. To Evan Goldstein for three on the wing. It's good! Evan Goldstein for three.
Evan Goldstein, the sharp shooting senior for Fort Washington. He's got some height to him. More of a stretch four even. He can really shoot the basketball.
And Stafford with the ball on the left wing. Swings it across to Lambert. To Becker at the top. Swings it to Stafford, who drives left. A little stutter step. And he's called for the travel. Vikings basketball.
A huge defensive possession by Port Washington right there. Able to force the travel on Plainview up 27-21. They're going to try and pull away here, get that lead to double digits heading into halftime.
Other than the four straight threes that have been made by the Vikings, what has been the key this quarter so far?
It's been a lot of this defense. Scott, look at this. They're making Plainview take some tough shots. Obviously, Jack Stafford's hit some of those contested looks. They're really getting into this and getting into the face of the Plainview offense, pardon me.
And on the left wing, Connor Shanahan with the ball. Dribble move, pass to Merriweather at the left. He drives, swings out to block at the top of the key. He slows it down, swings to Shanahan for three in the corner. It's good! Connor Shanahan for three! And that's five straight threes by the Vikings.
A shooting rampage. I don't get this.
And down low, jump ball, won by the Vikings. It will be Vikings possession with the possession arrow pointing to the Vikings.
You looked at that call before. That possession should not have even happened. It was a backcourt
there
violation.
There was a backcourt violation.
That the ref just blatantly missed. It wasn't even close. He just missed it.
And now inbounding, Connor Shanahan to block. Who brings it up? Little jog at half court. Slows it down. Looks left for Goldstein. Goldstein dribbles right to Merriweather at the right wing. Passes left to Shanahan. Shanahan with a couple ball fakes. Down low to Ressa. A good pass in the paint to Xavier Merriweather with the lay-in.
This is some good basketball, I'd like to say. I don't think I've seen a full Washington team play like this since Matt Levine was in middle school. And that is you, Matt. Middle school, that's years ago.
And now Becker at the top of the key, slowing it down. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Lambert with the ball, a spin move, guarded by Goldstein, and he is called for the foul with a little use of his hands, not his feet.
Now, if you think about the Plainview-Port Washington rivalry, and it stretches more than just basketball, last year, Port Washington-Plainview played a heck of a game, 61-57 final. Plainview pulled out the win, 19-8 advantage in that fourth quarter. Brandon Fitzpatrick, who's now in college, had a heck of a fourth quarter.
And stolen by Merriweather, up the other way, missing the left. Put back by Ressa. Offensive rebound by Ressa. And that was a full timeout for Plainview. 34-21 Vikings, 2:43 left to play, and we will be back with more first half basketball. And we are back here with 2:43 left to play. Vikings lead 34-21 over the Plainview JFK Hawks, and Becker with the basketball, dribbling it off, guarded by Shanahan. Shanahan guards them on their side of the court. And now number 31, Justin Lambert with the ball, swings left and back right to Stafford at the top of the key. Number 25, Andrew Cardello, gets the ball poked out and gets it right back. Now Becker at half court, screened by Lambert, drive by Lambert, and shot by number 33, Brandon Mintz, good from the baseline.
You saw that awkward-looking shot at the free throw line. Now you see it from the short corner right there. It's awkward, but it goes in, so give the kid some credit.
And now Block with the drive. Kicks out to Shanahan for three in the corner. He buries the triple!
Every three-pointer today, and I don't want to take it on me, and I'm going to knock on wood before I say this. Every three-pointer in this six three-pointer consecutive streak, I put up my hand signaling a three-point shot, and it's gone in every time. I'm going to knock on some wood. I don't want to win my loss before long.
Now Becker at the top. Swings it left to Stafford with the ball, slowing it down, guarded by Merriweather. And the shot. He drives left. The shot is off the mark. And foul on Becker as he's called for the over-the-back against Connor Shanahan.
You look at that play by Connor Shanahan. The kid shooting from the corner. He's got 6 points. A great box out, able to force that over the back right there on Becker.
Coming into the game, Mike Schatt, number three, in for number 25, Andrew Cardello. And inbounding to Jake Block. Connor Shanahan inbounds. Jake Block bringing it up with a little anticipation. He gives it to Merriweather in the post. The step back and the shot is good for Kane. Pretty move by Xavier Merriweather.
Kind of looks like Kobe Bryant right there. He gets in the small post, gives it a little fake, that step back, short corner jumper. He's been watching some Kobe film.
And Becker screaming his play very angrily. Number 33, Brandon Mintz, with the ball to Lambert, to Stafford at the top. Good jab step, drives up and under, it's good, he buries the layup.
Very athletic finish there by Jack Stafford. However, Port Washington is up 14, so he's going to need a lot more of that to pull Plainview back into this game.
40 seconds to play. Block at the top. Dribble left. Goes back right. Stutter step. Drives in. And he's blocked by Plainview. Back the other way. Becker. Fast break opportunity. Number 31, Justin Lambert. Throws it across the court to Mike Schatt, and it's thrown away, unable to be handled by Schatt.
You would think that's one of the first things you learn in probably middle school basketball, if not even like fifth grade basketball. Don't throw those over-the-court passes out of control. Not necessary right there.
25 seconds to play. Block. Bounce pass to Goldstein at the right wing. Excuse me.
Shot clock off, Matt. Shot clock is off. The Vikings will probably hold for one here.
Merriweather, 10 seconds left. Good move. Almost crossing up his defender. Drives left. Back to block. Dryman. Shot. Off the glass. It's good. With time expiring. And that is the end of the first half. These Vikings lead 41-25 over the Plainview JFK Hawks.
Matt, an incredible second quarter shooting for the Vikings. A tie game coming out of that break. 15-15 after the first quarter. The Vikings only got 10 points and then scored 26 of their own in that quarter. More than Plainview has for the entire game. That was an incredible quarter right there and a great half for Port Washington. You're listening to Port Washington Basketball on WDT. We'll be right back with a short halftime show.
We are back here at Paul D. Schreiber High School. The Vikings lead the Plainview JFK Hawks 41-25. I'm Josh Wright alongside Matt Levine here at halftime. Matt, high game after that first quarter. Vikings going a 26-10 run. What did you like in that second period for the Schreiber?
Well, what I said in the first quarter was that they need to find the wide open guy, and they did that. Xavier Merriweather with 13 points, leading the way. He was able to get open a few times. But mostly, Shanahan with those threes, a couple other guys blocked with those threes. They were able to find the open guy and shoot the basketball and were able to get it to go in.
Yeah, you look at that quarter for Port Washington. Six threes right there. All of those threes coming in that second quarter. Six consecutive threes, I should say. That could be really impressive. I don't know how they did it. They haven't missed one. Have they missed a three-pointer this game? I come to think about it. Maybe Goldstein missed one in the corner.
Goldstein missed one.
So they're 6 of 7 from behind the arc. A shooting mark that you can hope Port Washington can hold to keep this lead. Matt, we have another 16 minutes to play, though. We've played 16, have another 16 to play. What would you say is the key for Port Washington to contain this 16-point lead to close out this game?
I think they got to keep shooting the basketball. They've been able to get it to go, so if they keep rolling with it, hopefully that'll go for them.
Andrew Cardello for Plainview with 8 leading the way for the Hawks. A big game from Cardello. Jack Stafford, the second leading scorer for Plainview with 6. We'll be back for the second half of the Vikings' first lead game of the season. Port Washington up 41-25. You're listening to Schreiber High School basketball on WDT Port Washington.
We're back here at Schreiber High School, 41-25. Set to kick off the second half.
And for the Plainview Hawks, we have Stafford, Becker, number 25, Cardello, number 31, Justin Lambert, and number 33, Brandon Mintz. And for the Vikings, Mizrahi, Weingarten, Merriweather Block, and Jack. And Becker at the top of the key, swings it left, and left again to Stafford in the corner. Down low, back to Stafford at the wing, dribbles left, shoots the three off the mark. Rebounded by big man Jack. Back the other way, Weingarten with the 2-on-1, pass to Mizrahi, and he is called for the traveling violation.
That's a foul on Adam Mizrahi since he was even a sophomore on this varsity. Just watch some things. He just puts that ball in the deck once, goes up with the left. He has those 2 points.
Stafford on the left. Swings it to number 31, Justin Lambert. Back to Becker. Back to Stafford. With the push-off, I believe it is an offensive foul. No, excuse me. The foul is on Crew with the use of the hands. Crew Weingard, his second personal foul.
Yeah, you can't put those 2 hands on a guy. You can get away with one with most referees. But when you put that second hand there, they're always going to call that for a reach-in foul.
Stafford on the left, drives left, guarded by Merriweather. Wild shot off the mark, rebounded by Weingard. Back the other way, fast break opportunity for the Vikings, slows it down. Merriweather at the top, swings it right to block. He drives, pass tip, caught by Dash. On the floor, there is a foul.
Seems like Daniel Dash got away with a traveling violation. I thought he took it off. But the ref saw otherwise foul on Brandon Vincent. Was on the floor. I thought Dash was going up with that.
Inbounded to Weingard. And there is a foul with a push on Adam Mizrahi. That is his first personal.
He's getting a little over-anxious once again. A little too bitter. He's got to be smarter in there. Setting that moving screen. He's trying to think that the Golden State Warriors is an illegal screen.
And Cardello gets past Mizrahi on the press. Mizrahi catches up. And Becker slows it down at half court. He swings it right to Mintz at the wing. Guarded heavily by Dash. Swings it left. Back left again. Lambert down low to Stafford. Spin move. And he travels. And Becker calling out a play called Scramble. And we will see what that is here.
Jack Stafford is not happy with the referee. The play before drives down. Misses the layup. Looks like good defense from Xavier Merriweather. He thought the foul was called. And this travel right there, he thought Xavier almost pulled the chair from under him. And he fell down and called the foul.
And Weingard brings it across half court. Guarded by Cardello. He drives. Good move. And he loses possession out of bounds. Plainview JFK basketball.
Neither team has scored in the first minute and a half, and it's honestly, it's just rushing. No need to rush, settle down. Plenty of basketball still up.
And Becker escapes the press from Weingard. Stafford to Lambert to Becker. Back down low to Cardello in the post. Gets past Mizrahi. Bounce pass to Mintz. He puts up the shot. Rebounded by Dash. Oh, but stolen by Lambert. Stafford with the shoulder. Block gets heavily up on him. Excuse me. Becker guarded by Weingard. Swings it to Lambert guarded by Merriweather. Swings it to Stafford guarded heavily by Block. 16 left on the shot clock. Cardello drives left. Gets past Mizrahi. Puts up the shot. Foul on the floor on Mizrahi. That is his second personal. And checking into the game, number 44, Evan Goldstein. In for Adam Mizrahi, who Adam is very, very frustrated right now. You can see all his body language. He's screaming stuff right now.
I gotta give a mad shout out to Daniel Dash. He's 6'7", he's playing smart, keeping those hands up. No need to jump with his size. And he's staying on the floor playing some enticing defense.
And now Becker with the ball, throws it across the court to Lambert. Stolen away on the pass to Merriweather. Back the other way. And it's a huge block from Stafford. Back the other way. Mintz with the shot. Blocked by Dash. Back and forth basketball. Jake Block drives. Swings it to Goldstein on the right. Who drives? Back to Crew Weingard. Slows it down to Goldstein. To Merriweather. Fakes the three. Drives. Puts it up. And it's good and one. Becker with the blocking foul.
And this is why Xavier Merriweather is one of the best basketball players in Nassau County. He goes up, but he comes back next possession, forgets about it, pump fake in the corner, drives in, counts the basket and one. Xavier Merriweather at the line shooting that extra one.
And checking in for Brandon Mainz, number 34, Josh Cohen. And for those few seconds right there, there was some dirty basketball going on. Wouldn't you say that, Josh?
Yeah, it seemed like the team's getting a little chippier here. Almost looked a little bit like a hockey game with some of the contact. Daniel Dash playing some smart defense. We'll see what happens.
And Merriweather locks in the free throw. Inbounded to Becker. And Stafford brings it up. Slows it down at half court. Swings it to Lambert. Cohen for three. The wild shot from the center is no good. Stolen, but gathered up by Merriweather, who escapes dribble with a dribble. Block, gets it back, passes across the court to Merriweather, and Becker with the foul on the floor. Becker very frustrated right now. Merriweather was fouled.
At one point, he is left, not going to be happy with all this pouting, fouling, and all of this. this, and there's going to slam the four. Well, and that was a huge foul on Brandon Becker. His fourth personal, five will have you foul out, and he's got to sit down. And he still has 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in this third quarter.
And checking in for Becker as he sits down, Matt Hines, number 15. Crew Weingart at the wing, swings it on the other side to Goldstein, who drives. A nice pocket pass to Dash, who swings it back out to Weingart. To Goldstein in the corner for three, and he buries the triple.
Seven straight three-pointers. Evan Goldstein is Washington up 27-25.
Goldstein with some Steph Curry-esque basketball right now. And Lambert has the ball guarded by Goldstein tightly. And there is a foul. Goldstein getting a little antsy right there. And he is called for the use of hands with the push. On the floor, Lambert will inbound.
I thought Goldstein was in good position, to be honest. He reset and defended out, moving his feet. And then that arm extender by Frankie Weber goes against Washington.
And Lambert with the basketball on the right wing. Swings it left to Stafford. Guarded heavily by Mary Weber. Jab step left. Spin move from the paint. No good. Doesn't get the friendly roll. Blocked down the other way. He drives. Nobody there. Pretty lefty laying.
And fantastic. Back to back. Vikings opening this up on an 8-0 run. Shutting out Greenview in this third quarter.
And Hines guarded by Weingart. He does a little move and doesn't get past him, but he passes out to Cardello. For three, Lambert on the wing. He buries it home. And if you saw Mr. Lambert, Justin Lambert's face right there, he came off the court with a little face of he's the best guy on the court. Nobody can stop him.
I think he should look around at his other teammates, his five guys on the court in the game of basketball. And it's a team that produced a great player in Jack Stafford, who's had a little bit of a rough go. And that's honestly credit to Xavier Merriweather D'ing him up, not jumping hands in his face. Look, this is going to be hard for Flamey to come back and test him. Brandon Becker, four fouls, and there's a quarter and a half to play. So he's really going to be on the bench for, you would think, at least the rest of this quarter, maybe even for a couple minutes at the start of the fourth. So Flamey's going to have to find another way to get it done.
They're going to have to look for other guys like Cardello and Stafford. And coming out of the timeout, the Vikings lead the Hawks 49-28. The Plainview Jayhawks have not scored, they have scored only a three-pointer this quarter. And we have Weingart, Merriweather, Block, Dash, and Goldstein for the Vikings. And for the Plainview, we have Ali Ash and the rest of the four other players that were in before. Weingart at the wing, drives, kicks it out to Goldstein, who swings it to the top of the key with Merriweather. He does a good move, gets past him. Dash, looks like he traveled, but he did not get the call, and he puts in the layup.
Looks like that back foot dragged a little bit, but Daniel Dash playing some big minutes here for Mike and some big layups in this game. I'm still waiting for that throwdown.
And now Lambert bringing up the ball with Becker out, sitting down. And Cardello drags left across the court, swings it to Hines, who swings it back to Lambert, guarded heavily by Merriweather. Screen by Ash. Screen again by Ash. And Lambert kicks it out to Hines. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Puts it up. Wild shot. No good. Rebounded by 6'7 Dash, who gets it out with one dribble. Merriweather up the other way. Drive, step back. And there is a foul on the play. Foul is on Justin Lambert on the floor.
Foul is on Justin Lambert. His second.
Brandon Becker in the game. They don't have a true point guard on the board. The Panthers look a little discombobulated.
And a substitution by the Vikings, number 21, junior Connor Shanahan, is in for leading scorer Xavier Merriweather.
A well-deserved rest for Xavier.
And Block swings it down low to Evan Goldstein for three in the corner. No good. And he is fouled. On the shot, Evan Goldstein will get three trips to the line.
So he is out, and I thought the consecutive streak was over. But that won't count as a shot attempt, and Evan Goldstein will get the freebies at the line. Three of them could be some pivotal shots here in this game.
Vikings lead 51-28, 2:24 left in the third quarter, and Goldstein's first is good from the line. Checking in is Stafford, in for Cohen. Excuse me, the refs call it back, as this is the second shot of three. And Goldstein with his second attempt of three from the line. He hits again. And now checking in, Stafford in for Cohen. And Becker is back in with his four fouls in for Hines.
You look at this Vikings team, and the main guys that have played tonight are seniors. And you got a barrage of experience here. If they're not a senior, it's a junior. You're not looking at a lot of young kids trying to pull the varsity team by its weight.
And Goldstein creates that streak again of three straight threes with hitting three from the line. And Stafford drives left, guarded by Block, swings it out. Lambert for three is no good. Rebounded by Dak. He kicks it out to Block. Block driving, slowing it down a little. Shanahan appears to slip and fall and cannot get the basketball as it goes out of bounds. Plainview basketball.
This is interesting. Head coach for Queen putting in Brandon Becker with his four fouls. We still have 10 minutes left in this game, and he's trusting his senior point guard not to pick up that first fifth personal.
And Stafford bringing up the ball, slows it down, drives, kicks it out to Lambert, who swings it left to Becker. Becker feeds Cardello in the post, guarded by Shanahan tightly. And there is a foul on the play. The foul will be on Connor Shanahan, number 21.
Refs are talking this one over to see if that was a continuation. They both honestly had no idea what the call was. They knew there was a foul. They didn't know if it was continuation. So they looked at each other. So now they spoke. Plainview head coach not happy, but the call is on the floor, so Plainview will keep possession.
35 with a fresh shot clock, 35 seconds left.
Fouls on Jake Block.
We got a minute 44 to play in the third quarter. 54-28 lead. And the Hawks have only scored 3 points this quarter. Still some confusion. The refs will talk it over again. And the foul
is on Connor
is
Shanahan.
On Connor Shanahan, not Jake Block. That is his first personal. Inbounding is Becker to the top to Ash. Stafford to Becker. Becker calling his plays. A couple dribble moves guarded by Weingart to Cardello for the three. It's no good. He flops for the foul. Weingart up to Shanahan. And a wild layup. No good.
Connor Shanahan with that hesitation trying to get the guy in the air. Got to knock down that layup for 3 points right there.
And Stafford with the ball. Screened by Ash. Stafford for three. And he buries the triple. Just a little over a minute to play. 54-31 lead. Block with the basketball. Starter step move. Drive. Picks up his dribble. He is double teamed. And he's called for a travel violation.
And it may be a 23-point lead, but this game is not over. Plainview, a resilient bunch, able to climb back in last year's matchup here in Fort Washington. Don't count him out yet. Becker heading to the bench. You got to breathe and stay away from that foul trouble.
Coming in for Becker is number 24, Michael Cole. And Stafford bringing up the ball. He is the point guard now. He drives, steps back, pulls up from the foul line, and he buries the two-pointer.
And now we're seeing Jack Stafford play some basketball, helping Andy cut this lead down, keeping it away from that 30-point threshold and close to that 20-point difference.
And Weingart slowing it down, drives left, dishes off the dash, but he can't handle the basketball. Playing new basketball with the turnover from Dash. And coming in for crew line guard, number 22, Xavier Merriweather.
And this is a great move by head coach Sean Dooley. Bringing in Merriweather, trying to slow the pace down, get the Vikings controlled. Weingart is trying to push it. Vikings are up big, just got to play some smart basketball.
And Stafford with the ball. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. He slows it down with no time on the shot clock. He drives, blocked by Dash. And it's tipped from Merriweather off of Stafford's foot out of bounds. It will be Vikings basketball with 13 left to play.
I'm excited for this play set right here for the Vikings. They have a bunch of shooters on the floor. Merriweather, Shanahan, Goldstein, and Block can all really shoot the ball from distance.
Merriweather, 10 seconds left, dribbles the ball across the court. Dribble move, a little hole, passes to Dash. He looks to be fouled and misses the layup. And that is the end of the third quarter. The Vikings lead 54-33. And we'll be back with fourth quarter basketball coming up.
We are back here at Schreiber High School. Fort Washington up 54-33 with one quarter left to play. Fort Washington looking to get their first league victory of the season. Block from the ball over the timeline. Some confusion right there as he's looking for Merriweather. As Fort Washington will turn this one over. Fort Washington a bit of a different look here. Garrett Russell checking into the game to complete the five of Block, Merriweather, Goldstein, and Shanahan. For Plainview, it is Lambert, Stafford, Becker, Ash, and Cardella. Stafford driving in, contested look off the glass. Cuts it down to 19. Block from the ball over the midway line. He finds Merriweather, Tompkins. Merriweather from straight away downtown. Off the mark, rebounded by Garrett Russell. Russell finds Shanahan on the wing, poked away. Cardella heading the other direction. Cardella heading the other way. Good block by Jake Block, but a blocking foul is called on the senior guard.
I don't agree with that call. I think he got all ball. No hands there. I don't agree with that.
The foul on Jake Block right there. His first personal six in this half, and that could play a big role down the step seven at the high school level. Will be 1-1. That is no good in and out for Cardello on his first attempt.
And this is when you start to hear the fans making some weird cheers at the other fire shooter free throws.
Cardello knocks the second. Matt, you look at that cheer. That's meant they may have stolen from Fort Washington Vikings volleyball, something like that. Some noise like that.
Yeah.
Shanahan with the Hail Mary pass to Goldstein, who checks it back to Block. Block slows things going down, pressured by Lambert. Block on the right wing gets a screen from Goldstein. Back out to Goldstein. Goldstein from downtown. And that is good. Nothing but that. Goldstein feeling it tonight after watching those at 57-36.
And after he drained that, he got the whole crowd to get hyped. He stuck his arms up in excitement once he had that three-pointer.
And back the other way, Andrew Cardella able to get Jake Block for the blocking foul. Kind of funny, Jake Block would have two blocking fouls already, and he's in a little bit of pain. Hopefully, Jake can shake this one off.
Fouls on Jake Block.
Very tough kid. So I think he'll be okay with this one.
Cardello at the line to shoot two for Plainview. They are down 21 with 6:49 remaining in this contest. Cardello at the line, right-handed shot. That's good. Cuts the lead.
These cheers are really like Juan Soto volleyball cheers right here.
They are. That is the inspiration that I drew from the last.
Random noises.
Cardello in off the rim. And it's good. Fort Washington 57-38, 6:49 remaining. Merriweather gets the ball. Rocking on the way to Russell. Russell down low, loses the ball away by Lambert. Lambert pushing the tempo the other way. He finds Cardello. Cardello right to the basket, off the mark. Pulled down by Ash. Ash finds Cardello, who finds Stafford in the corner. Stafford, short corner shot. And that is good. Coming back into this one with some Fort Washington substitutions set to come in. Shanahan across the timeline, slowing things down. He gives one to Merriweather. Merriweather into the paint, goes in, right in, double clutch, and he gets it down. And one jump after Xavier Merriweather with the impressive finish.
That was some LeBron James. We said before he was like Kobe Bryant with the post move. He was like LeBron James, getting to the basket with the double clutch and getting fouled for the N1.
I am impressed by Xavier Merriweather tonight. I'm glad I've been able to see his progression as a basketball player. And some substitutions for Fort Washington. Drew Weingard and Adam Mizrahi check in as Garrett Ressa and Connor Shanahan will take a short break. Merriweather at the line, off the front iron, and off the backboard and in. Fort Washington up 60-40, 6:15 remaining in this first half. Some great defense by Drew Weingard, able to force the turnover. Fort Washington basketball. checking in for Plainview is Josh Cullen, who will come in for Ali Ash. A small look for Port Washington. No true center on the court. Blocked Weingard, Merriweather, Mizrahi, and Goldstein. Mizrahi is the biggest player for the Vikings, standing at 6'3". Lambert takes it from Merriweather, who hands off the step. Back on the other way. Goes up the step. Acrobatic shot. Goes in. But the referee saying the foul is on the floor to the displeasure of the Plainview Hawks bench.
And Stafford really frustrated when he made that, while he made that circus shot. He got it to go, came up, looking for the shooting foul, but did not get it. And he was very frustrated. And he gave the ref a dirty look.
I know it didn't count, Matt, but that may have been the greatest shot I've ever seen when I'm in person.
Yeah.
Obviously, you see those incredible Steph Curry shots on TV at SportsCenter. I've yet to see him in person. I hope I can see him one day in person. But that shot by Jack Stafford, incredible.
What did they call there? Did the shot did not count?
The shot did not count. So you will head to the free throw line for two. Actually, pardon me, they... Shot did not count, so it would be a foul on the floor. 1-1, Stafford knocks in the first attempt. Vikings up 60-41, 5:57 remaining in the fourth quarter. Stafford at the line. Second attempt. That's good. Cuts the lead to 18. A timeout here called by Plainview as Plainview's head coach trying to get anything left in the tank from his team. A full timeout.
Plainview, this will be a full timeout.
60-42, 5:57 remaining in this fourth quarter. You're listening to Schreiber High School basketball on WDOT Port Washington. We are back here at Schreiber High School, Port Washington. 60-42, 5:57 remaining. Drew Weingard inbound the ball to Jake Kwan, a trap here for Plainview. Goldstein with the ball. Cross court to Merriweather, who got the same line. He finds the draw here in the corner. Goldstein has 25-2. That's Merriweather's corner. Merriweather off it. 7 off the mark. Short. Rebound by Merriweather. A defensive rebound by Lambert and a foul by Xavier Merriweather will send Justin Lambert to shoot 1-1 on the other end.
Fouls on Adam Mizrahi, his second, Vikings 9.
Weird call by the ref. I don't think anyone in the gym but him saw that trip. What do you think, Joe?
A veteran move by Mizrahi right there, but obviously, let's be real, that foul's on Merriweather. Mizrahi was closer to us than he was to the play. And we're all the way at the half-court line, up a couple of rows, so I don't know if the refs looking at that. But I bet you if you asked the Plainview coach, and I said these refs were not the best, he would say, without a doubt, he might throw in some expletives, but we'll keep that away from the broadcast. Merriweather turns this one over, taken away by Stafford. Stafford, post move fade, off the mark, tipped in by Plainview. That is number 3, Mike Schatt with his first points of the evening.
Now you're starting to see a little bit of Port Washington basketball take over with these turnovers late.
A great defense from Weingard in the lane. 62-44, 5:15 remaining in this evening's game. A foul called on Jake Clark right there on the Andrew Cardello shot from straightaway downtown. Cardello will go to the line to shoot three.
His third.
Matt, the only thing that could derail this Vikings team of 18 with just a couple ticks over the 5-minute mark left would be foul trouble, and they've had a couple fouls right here.
For Washington basketball, usually always fouls late with these not smart fouls. I should use that. And they turn the ball over late, and that is the key to them losing games. So if they stay away from that, I think that they can hold this huge lead that they have right now.
Cardello not his first, unable to hit the second. We'll go for his third attempt from the charity stripe. He gets that one to go. Pulls Plainview within six. Now, Plainview made a huge comeback last year in the game here at Shriver, so maybe they will be able to pull off some wizardry tonight. A great feed from Jake Clark on the finish by Adam Mizrahi. Port Washington goes up by 18.
Mizrahi went up a little soft there. He was afraid he was going to get hit. I expect him to go up a lot harder to the rim.
Stafford guarded by Merriweather at the top of the key. He finds Cardello on the wing. Cardello driving in on block. Kicks one out to Stafford. That's unsure of the call. other refs saw the call, claimed you, saying Mizrahi tipped it. Mizrahi calling for the jump ball. He thinks that's fair. Well, let's be real. Mizrahi's calling for the jump ball. He touched that basketball. Mizrahi's smiling even. Not a good actor. Not a good acting job by Adam Mizrahi. Won't make a difference in possession. But the Plainview coach is not having it at all.
And now we have Stafford at the top.
Becker with the ball at the top of the key, guarded by Weingart. Becker looking for a pass, finds Stafford at the top of the key. Stafford with three to shoot, pulls up way downtown. That is good, AC 3-point shot. Steph Curry range right there for Jack Stafford. As Plainview's within 15, a timeout for the Hawks. Port Washington up 64-49, 4:21 remaining in this game. Port Washington basketball on WDOT. We are back here at Schreiber High School. Port Washington up 64-49 over the Plainview JFK Hawks. Drew Weingart inbounds this one to Jake Clark. Black, trap, finds Merriweather. Spin move by Xavier Merriweather. Impressive right there to Weingart. Weingart down low to the side. Finds Jake Clark. Having goal shoots on the corner. Long, rebounded by Jack Stafford.
And Goldstein hobbling a little bit, grimacing in some pain.
3-point shot by Cardello off the mark, however, he was attacked by Jake Clark.
Again, like I said, for Washington basketball, foul late when you have the lead.
Sean Dooley, the head coach of Washington, talking to the official about that call. Jake could swear he didn't touch him. However, it only matters what the ref sees with his two eyes. Cardello at the line for his three attempts. Long on the first. As Connor Shanahan is set to check in for Port Washington. Cardello's second attempt from the charity stripe is good. Vikings now have a 14-point lead with 4:02 remaining. Shanahan checks in for Goldstein, who seems to have a little bit of a limp in his step. Hopefully Goldstein will be okay if he's able to check back into this game. Cardello's short off front iron. 1 of 3 from the line right there. Merriweather pressured in the front court. Shanahan, open the draw. He goes in right-handed finish. Adam Rock extending this Port Washington lead 66-50.
That's a pretty press break play.
Becker air ball shot from downtown. Tipped by Mizrahi. Stafford comes up with this one to the hole. Lays the banana off the glass. Jack Stafford has impressed tonight. Block with the ball, breaking this full court trap. Some up tackle play right here off the track. Block in the corner, triple team to Merriweather at the midway line. Merriweather driving in. Sutter step, Euro step, off the mark, tipped in by Merriweather. Count the basket! Xavier Merriweather once again. Holy moly. I just don't believe what I'm seeing right here tonight, man.
There's no words to explain this performance from Merriweather. He's been getting every shot to go in.
You talk about the last couple of years of Port Washington basketball. Don't get me wrong, Port Washington, not known for basketball. But you go to some guys who single-handedly put the team on their back. Guys like Ryan Kripcher, to then Noah Linder, to Zach Kamenes, unfortunately, before he injured his hand, to now Xavier Merriweather, looking to pull this Vikings team. To a shot in the championship as Merriweather completes the 3-point play. Vikings up 69-52, 3:20 remaining in this fourth quarter. Shanahan guarding Lambert. Becker with the ball top two by Stafford, line guarded by Merriweather. Stafford driving it down low. A wild pass from Stafford to Cohen. Vikings will grab possession. Mike Schatt checking in for Josh Cohen. We've seen a little bit of Mike Schatt in the second half. Mizrahi to Merriweather. Back to Weingart. Weingart crosses the middle of the line. Shanahan with the ball at the free throw line. Checks out to Merriweather. Up tempo basketball. Forced by the pressure of this Plainview defense.
Good job.
Ball in the wing, slowing it down.
Good job by Port slowing it down here.
Merriweather, short corner layup, it's good. Xavier Merriweather stuffing the stat sheet tonight. Some more points for the senior guard.
And now they have a 19-point lead.
Stafford up top of the with 230, Port Washington up 71-52. Stafford over to Cardello, guarded by Block. Cardello driving in, off balance, off the mark. Jake Blount calls for the foul again. He's not so happy with that call.
Fouls on Jake Block, his fifth, he is fouled out.
Jake Block has fouled out of the game. You look at the referee, you wouldn't talk to Jake Block, not realizing how many fouls Block has. But Jake Block has fouled out of the game, so Port Washington will have to look for a primary ball handler. Some substitutions here for Plainview. This is Matt Safer, his first action of the evening, as well as Danny Vieira for Plainview. Port Washington with the lead, 221 remaining in this fourth quarter.
And these refs have not been able to agree on anything. They have, I believe this is their third or fourth time talking it over together.
Matt, I think you would be more in sync with Jeremy Claff if you were refereeing the game. I don't know how good Jeremy Claff's knowledge is in the game of basketball. Actually, I do. It is zero. He knows very little about basketball, except that one time on a radio show, he did tell me that Kristaps Porzingis is good because of his Latvian diet. The only reason why Kristaps Porzingis is good. However, I'll take that to hard work. Matt, 2:21 left in this game. What has impressed you the most by Port Washington, offensively and defensively?
Offensively, like I said many times in this broadcast, getting the open guy, especially Merriweather with his huge performance. And defensively, they've been really able to contain, for the most part, Stafford here with Merriweather's great defense and big rebounds by Daniel Dash.
Merriweather and Dash have led the way for the Vikings this season, as noise is continuing to build in this gymnasium as the fans are starting to get into this one. Cardello at the line, short, rebounded by Plainview. On the loose, Vieira, he finds Cardello at the top of the key. Cardello over to Becker. Becker from way downtown, right up on the knee. We're watching up 71-55, a timeout on the floor called by Plainview. A three-pointer from Becker right there from Jim Arraigns will probably not be enough for Plainview. A full timeout called for Washington up 71-55 remaining.
This will be a 30 second timeout
in this fourth quarter. You're listening to Port Washington Basketball on WDOT Port Washington. We're back here at Schreiber High School. For Washington up 71-55, 2:12 remaining in this contest for Port Washington. Caught off Merriweather, line guard, Shanahan, and McGraw, and Jake Block has fouled out of this evening's game. For Plainview, it is Vieira, Cardello, Becker, a new check-in of John Harrell and Matt Safer. Mizrahi with the ball on the wing with 2 minutes left to play. Shanahan at the top of the key. Seems like Plainview has emptied out their bench a little bit here. Mizrahi on the wing. Mizrahi cross-court to Longard. Longard, hook fake, gets the defender there. Second half, that is a foul on the floor. Called against. 3 seconds in the key. Called against Fort Washington. Some substitutions here for both teams, for Plainview.
Thank you, Wall.
15, Matt Hines seeing his first action of the night, as well as Dylan Cook. For Port Washington, Garrett Ressa will check back in, giving way to Adam Mizrahi, who seems to be a little banged up in the lower body region. The new point guard for Plainview, Hines bringing the ball over. Safely at the ball, on the line, back to Hines at the top of the key. Finds Cook. Cook back to Vieira. Vieira driving in. Finds Cook on the wing. Cook draws court to Hines. Hines stolen away by Merriweather. Merriweather. Off the mark, but he will head to the line as he was hacked on the way off.
Xavier Merriweather clear pass to the basket with four defenders behind him chasing him.
Both teams appear to be emptying the benches with 1:16 remaining. Still locking up 71-55. We have seen Plainview put in guys we had not seen before this fourth quarter, as Port Washington has three guys checking in. Merriweather off the front on backboard and in as three substitutions come in right now. Ashmawi, Winkelbaum, and Stoker check in for Port Washington, with Tyler Moore set to check in after the shot attempt. Port Washington up 72-55, 1:16 remaining. Merriweather with the second attempt. That is good, as he will check out of the game for the final time this evening, as Tyler Moore checks in.
Very, very good performance from leading player on top of the Long Island roster, Xavier Merriweather.
A bit of a different look here for both teams. It looks almost a little more like a JV varsity mix here, as we have 1 minute left to play in this game. From downtown, that is off the mark by Plainview. Rebounded by Vieira, no good. Ball bouncing around right here. Pulled down by Tower, and that is good. Plainview bench happy to see one of the guys doesn't score that often. Get one in. An errant pass by Winslebaum, stolen away by Plainview. That was all off. Bad pad off with 39.4 seconds left in this fourth quarter, blocking up 73-57. Hines with the ball at top of the key over to Safer. Safer driving, contested shot off the mark. Pulled down by Hines, one of the smallest players on the court, as he was pushed. Hines will head to the free throw line.
Another stupid, I would say, foul with 30 seconds left, and you have a huge lead.
Foul on Jack Stoker for his first of the evening. The Vikings are over the limit. Could be two shots from Hines. Hines off the mark. Looks like that one may have had a chance at being knocked down. Really, the problem for Plainview this evening, some hot shooting by Port Washington, then some free throw attempts late, not going down for the Hawks. Ball bouncing around. Hines comes up with this one, and that is a foul on Tyler Moore.
Another foul.
A great point made by head coach John Dewey. If you get that rebound, you don't foul. The foul never happens. He has the rebound. It sounds oversimplified, but that is a great point by head coach Sean Dewey. Trying to get a lock in the first one. He will just add some more points onto his resume. And Plainview is all but done, down 15 with 24.4 seconds left. Trying to get a knock in the second half. More inbound to someone for them as he is wrapped up by Danny Vieira. Well, move to 4-2, 1-0 in the conference. Plainview will drop only its second game on the season, moving to 4-2. Matt, I know you want to go home, eat some dinner. However, we're going to have to stay for 23.5 seconds more, plus whatever time is stopped for a free throw. Looks about at one, and will knock down the front end about 1-1. Ben Winkelbaum, a senior guard for Port Washington, doesn't get too much playing time. In and out on the second attempt. Pulled down by Plainview. Danny Vieira heading the other way with 20 seconds left in this contest. Finds Dylan Cook. Cook hands one off. On the way, stolen by Tyler Moore. Tyler Moore follows this one up. Off his foot. Plainview will get the ball with 6.2 seconds left. Hines coming across the midway line, finds Vieira on the wing. 2 seconds, 1 second. The shot will not count. Port Washington wins this one 74-59. A Port Washington victory moves them to 4-2 this season, 1-0 in the conference. Plainview drops to 4-2. We'll be right back for a few thoughts about today's game on today's post-game show. You're listening to Port Washington Vikings basketball on WDT Port Washington. We are back here at Shriver High School. Port Washington coming away victorious this evening, 74-59. win for the Vikings, moving them to 4-2 this season. We saw Plainview to 4-2 as well. For Washington, will be tied for first in the conference, jumping out to that 1-0 mark. Matt, what do you like out of Port Washington today?
I really liked how they were able to get these wide open shots. As we said in the third quarter, I believe they hit 6 straight threes. And in the fourth quarter, they added a lot more. So I believe that getting the open man was very crucial in this W for them.
Something Port Washington did not want to do was relinquish that lead that they had last year in this Plainview game. They were able to hold on some hot shooting from downtown for Port Washington. Merriweather, Shanahan, and Goldstein cashing in on some of those deep threes. Thank those who tuned in today. This morning. It was a pleasure coming back to Schreiber High School to do a game alongside Matt Levine. Port Washington coming out ahead 74-59. This was Schreiber High School Vikings basketball on WDOT Port Washington. Tune in to our next game as Matt Levine will have that one for you.